Well, we have seen in the municipal elections a certain rise of the populist movement, ANO, and certainly of the movement of Tomio Okamura, Freedom and Direct Democracy. So one could argue that, yes, the crisis has really helped these political movements, but at the same time, their rise has not been as significant, or their strengthening has not been so significant as many predicted. So it seems that in the end, Czech voters are still giving the government a second chance, and certainly the elections were not a referendum, to use Mr. Babiš's vocabulary, that would indicate that people want to replace the government at this point.
Well, if there was a message in these elections to the government, what was it?
Well, I think that the message was do something, be more decisive, act faster, and then so on. But we are still giving you a second chance, because certainly the victory of the opposition parties was not overwhelming. It was mediocre, and so certainly the elections didn't turn out to be a referendum of the government Mr. Babiš wanted it to be.
All the protest votes went to ANO and the Freedom and Direct Democracy Party. What's happening to the Czech left?
The Czech left has suffered a decline that is long term. It is not the first time that that the Communist Party and the Social Democratic Party lost. Their decline has been around for about 10 years, and this time it seems that the Communist Party was definitely erased from the political map, and the Social Democratic Party really didn't show that it is getting back into the political mainstream. So it is a sad story, but it seems that leftist voters simply believe Mr. Babiš, who has positioned his movement as a leftist populist and basically has cannibalized